Nathan Zagura here at First Energy Stadium, where the Browns lose the season opener 21-18 to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And while the result is not what you would have wanted as a Browns fan, you certainly have a lot of reasons to be encouraged about this team. Let's start with the obvious. The Browns' offense and defense beat the Steelers 18-14. The difference in the game came ultimately on one of the very first plays of the game, a block punt recovered by the Steelers in the end zone for a touchdown at the end of the Browns' first series that put them in a hole 7-0. Overall, you've got a great performance, I believe, from Greg Williams' defense. We wanted to see that, and we did. They harassed Ben Roethlisberger. They limited Le'Veon Bell to just 32 yards rushing on the day. Antonio Brown made big play after big play and ultimately was the difference in this one for the Steelers with a huge catch in triple coverage that was reviewed and ruled a completion that really sealed the game for the Steelers. For the Browns, they'll look back at this and say, we have a lot to be encouraged about, but we have a lot to improve upon. We'll start with the special teams. You can't have that in the NFL and get a W. Then let's go to the offensive line. This was a unit that was supposed to be dominant. Isaiah Crowell, 17 carries on the day, and never could get it going. Didn't even reach 40 yards rushing, did the Crow. So that's something that needs to be improved. Also, 7 sacks on the day. Part of that, though, is because you have a rookie quarterback, DeShone Kizer, starting today as the third youngest quarterback in the history of the NFL in week number one. And listen, nobody who ever came before him even completed 50% of their passes in their first game. Kizer finished the day 20 of 30 for over 220 yards, 1 touchdown, and 1 interception. He also added a touchdown on the ground rushing. But you got to like the moxie of this team. Down 21-10, DeShone Kizer led a 73-yard drive that included a fourth down conversion to Corey Coleman for a 3-yard touchdown. The Browns then got the 2-point conversion to bring it to within 3. But ultimately, Antonio Brown undid the Browns at the end there. But all in all, you've got to be pleased with the fight of this team, the maturation of this team, and you saw a defense that looks very, very promising and a young quarterback that came through at the end when you needed him to. A lot of growth, but it was mistakes again. We talked about the block punt. DeShone Kizer had an interception when the Browns probably were going to be in scoring range against the Steelers, an ill-advised throw that was picked off by a dropping linebacker, T.J. Watt. And then there was a huge drop by Kenny Britt. The Browns brought offensive linemen in, and I don't think it was their best day. They brought Britt in, and that drop there on a 2nd and 17 probably would have been a 30-yard game, setting the Browns up at 1st and 10 at the 50. But they're going to learn from this one. This young team showed fight, they showed grit, and this will be a good defense. Again, if you want to take anything away from it, take this. The Browns' offense and defense outscored the Steelers, who many people think are a Super Bowl contending team, or at least one of the very two best teams in the AFC, and beat them 18-14. All in all, the Browns looked like they belonged on the field today against the Steelers because they did belong. A much improved team, the secondary flying around. You have to be pleased with what you saw. It's something they can build on. There are no moral victories in the NFL, but for this young team, this will be a step in the right direction. They'll get their next chance at getting a W on the road against the Baltimore Ravens, who beat the Bengals earlier today. That'll do it from First Energy Stadium. For the latest on the Browns, keep it tuned to cleanbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.